Federal officials have developed a plan to immunize all Americans against smallpox. The proposal would be used only if there was evidence of a bioterrorist attack using the smallpox virus. It provides states with detailed instructions for vaccinating millions of people within a few days, and the entire country within a few weeks. NPR's Richard Knox joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a long time since there's been smallpox anywhere on Earth. Why are there plans to immunize anyone against it?
Well, you're right. The World Health Organization declared smallpox eradicated back in 1980, but the Soviet Union maintained a massive program to weaponize smallpox. They stockpiled tons of the stuff. We can't be sure if Saddam Hussein or terrorists of one kind or another don't have access to stocks of the virus. So federal health officials have been working for a couple of years on a plan to immunize Americans if smallpox reappears.
When would this plan go into effect, and how would it work?
Officials are a little vague about what would trigger mass vaccination. If there were only one case, they'd try to vaccinate people in a ring around that person, his contacts and the people close to them. But most likely there would not be a single case in a single place. So the plan prescribes an elaborate mobilization of vaccine and personnel, doctors and nurses and technicians, translators, traffic cops, security people to control the expected crowds. Vaccination clinics would be set up in many places, not necessarily hospitals, but churches and schools and shopping malls. The plan details how to screen out people who shouldn't be vaccinated, that may be as many as one in five, how to keep sick people away from well people, and how to monitor people for serious side effects.
Is there enough smallpox vaccine for everybody?
No, not yet. Today, federal officials say they could immunize 155 million Americans. By the end of the year, they hope to have enough for everybody.
Some, including Vice President Cheney, have suggested offering the vaccine to anyone who wants it as soon as there's enough to go around. What are the risks to that?
Well, the nation might do that in the end, but many worry about those risks. There are 288 million Americans, and for every million people vaccinated, as many as five might die, and hundreds more could get serious side effects from the vaccine. And the risk isn't limited to those who get the shots. The people they come in contact with can also get infected with the vaccine virus, which is a cousin of smallpox. And there are millions of more people today than there were years ago when people getting routine immunization who have conditions that put them at risk of complications. It's really a question of balancing the known risks of the vaccine with a completely unknown chance of a smallpox attack.
Are healthcare workers going to be expected to vaccinate other people if they haven't been protected themselves?
That's the next decision, and it's a really tough one. There are those vaccine risks, and not only to healthcare workers and other first responders who would get might get vaccinated, but to the people they come in contact with. Nevertheless, it appears that soon there will be a plan to vaccinate many thousands of Americans in advance who were in that position or who would be in that position. States have been trying to figure out just how many. Officials I've been talking to say that they will need to vaccinate hundreds of thousands in order to be able to count on the army of workers that we'll need if an attack really happens.
NPR's Richard Knox.